This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us, and we would like to welcome you to a special segment we call Protect Your Legacy. It's with our good friend, Attorney Blake Harris. MileHighEstatePlanning.com is the website I want you to check out. And Blake, first of all, welcome. It is good to have you on the show, sir.
Scott, always good to be back on the show. Thanks for having me.
You know, before we get into our topic today, I was looking at your website and just looking at your testimonials, and we've kind of encouraged people to do that, and I hadn't been on in a while, and I just want to bring up just a couple real quick, and I love what these clients say. Here's one real quick. It says, Blake Harris was easy to work with. When putting my estate plan together from start to finish, it was a seamless process. Blake was very attentive and responded quickly to emails. His follow-up was impeccable. I would recommend him for sure. Now, Blake, responding to emails and being very attentive sometimes doesn't go with the word attorney. So, man, I tell you, that's a great compliment right there, because you know what? When people have questions, you know, it is cool to get an answer pretty quick. And so that's a great compliment for you.
You know, there's a lot of good estate planning attorneys out there, and I have no doubt about that. But where I think we do step above a lot of other law firms is our customer service, our quality of service. We can prepare a good estate plan. Another law firm can also prepare a good estate plan. But customer service is something that I strive, that I make sure that my team understands the importance of it. And you should never have to really wait on an attorney. Yes, there's some time to prepare documents, but you should know where you are in the process. And if you contact your attorney, there's no reason that you shouldn't get a response that day, or at minimum within one business day.
Sure.
And that's a philosophy that I've had since I started the firm, and something that we still carry with us today.
Great. And just one more. Like I say, these were just so good to me. It says, one, we had a great experience working with Blake and team on our estate plans. Blake was incredibly knowledgeable and helpful in the process. My husband is actually a lawyer, but with the incredible importance of making sure everything is accurate, accounted for, and planning for our daughter, we needed to make sure we found a specialist in this area. Additionally, having just had a baby, as mentioned, the flexibility on timing for appointments was invaluable. We feel much better having legal papers and plans in order to make sure our daughter is set up in case anything should happen to us. And that's by Samantha. And again, the reason that one really stuck out, because I think a lot of people, if you say, do you know an attorney, everybody would raise their hand yes. And they tend to go to that attorney no matter what their need is. And most friendly attorneys and their friends want to help them. But, man, you don't want to do that. You want to – I mean, you wouldn't go to just a regular pediatric doctor for a knee surgery or a brain surgery, would you? So my point is, you got to use somebody that does this day in and day out. And, Blake Harris, this is all you do.
Yes. Mile High Estate Planning, we actually put the term estate planning in our name. As far as I know, there are no other law firms that actually put estate planning in their name. Others will claim to have only specialized in estate planning for some time, but some have actually moved into it, moved into other practice areas, moved back into estate planning. We are 100% estate planning focused. We can do everything from create a simple will to set up a revocable trust for avoiding probate, or set up a Medicaid asset protection trust to help reduce or eliminate nursing home costs. Going back to the testimonial that you just read, I wanted to kind of expand on that. I understand our clients are busy. They have a lot else going on. They have other family members and businesses to manage. So we do all we can to make the process as easy as possible. Mm-hmm. We are available to meet with clients in our beautiful downtown office space located next to Union Station with free parking. But we can also set up a phone call or a Zoom call. And right now, Colorado has allowed until the end of the year remote signings, remote notarization. So our clients have been able to meet with us over a Zoom call. They hire us over the phone. We send them the paperwork by email. They can then sign it in the comfort of their own home, and they never even want to have to leave home. The process is, we've made it easier. Colorado's actually helped to make it even easier. So if you have a new baby at home, or you're older and not real comfortable coming downtown, concerned about COVID, not wanting to meet in an office, we can take care of the entire estate planning process without you even getting off your couch.
Wow, that's great. Once again, Blake Harris is with us, milehighestateplanning.com. Blake's number, 720-924-6171. So, Blake, let's talk about today. You know, there are several risks associated with not having an estate plan. So let's start there with that today.
Sure. So the first risk associated with not having an estate plan is ending up in probate. If you pass away and you have no estate plan created, then you risk having your assets go to probate. Probate is the government process for distributing your assets after you pass away. Under the probate laws, the government is going to dictate who raises your minor children, and the government's going to dictate what happens and who receives your property. Generally, under these circumstances, the money goes outright and right into the pockets of the beneficiaries who may not be prepared to manage the money themselves. So the risk that most people are somewhat or many people are aware of is death probate. This can take anywhere from 1 to 2 years. It can cost anywhere from a few thousand dollars to, in some circumstances, tens of thousands of dollars. There's also another risk of not having an estate plan, and that's if you end up having to go through lifetime probate. Should you become incapacitated and not have any estate planning documents, then you're going to have, your family will have to, on your behalf, go through a guardianship and a conservatorship proceeding. These proceedings are much more costly than death probate. These can cost several times what a death probate can cost, because they require ongoing reporting to the courts. And just like death probate, which could be open to disputes among family members, these could be open to ongoing disputes, which can last for years or, in some circumstances, decades. So not having an estate plan can end up being very costly, not only in terms of time, but also in terms of money, energy, and potential conflicts that could arise within the family from not having a proper plan in place.
All right. So if someone wants to avoid having the state decide, and none of us like having somebody else decide something for us, but especially when it comes to something to your family and your kids and your money, you know, how do we avoid that? I mean, in the property, what should people do?
Sure. So there are three main types of documents which everyone should have in place. The first one is a power of attorney. There are four types of documents you need to have to plan for your potential incapacity. The first one is a financial power of attorney. In the event that you become incapacitated, incarcerated, go missing, for whatever reason, unable to manage your own financial affairs, a financial power of attorney will allow the agent, the individual you have selected, to make a financial decision on your behalf. This financial power of attorney, very simple to set up and can avoid a very costly conservatorship proceeding in the event of your incapacity. It's not just about money. It's also about privacy and being in control of your own decisions, or having the person you want in control of your own decisions. The next three type of power of attorney or incapacity documents, which everyone should have, are a medical power of attorney. A medical power of attorney is used for making medical decisions in the event that you become incapacitated. And then a HIPAA authorization. HIPAA is a federal law which protects the privacy of your health care. In the event that you become incapacitated, you want your agents to be able to access that protected health care information so that they can share that information with the doctors and make informed medical decisions. And then the final incapacity document is a living will. The official name in Colorado for a living will is a declaration as to medical or surgical treatment. It is also referred to sometimes as an advanced health care directive. And this is where you state that should you become in a permanent vegetative state and have no hope of recovery, that you don't want to be kept on a breathing tube or a feeding tube indefinitely.
Sure.
So the first – go ahead, Scott.
No, and I was going to say, you know, thinking through all this, this is going to be a tough time for families, you know, if they're even thinking about this and going through things with loved ones. And just to think about all the decisions that have already been made when everybody – you know, knows about them, knows what's going on. It just seems like it would take so much more anxiety out of the situation.
Yes, exactly. Having a clear plan, clear outline of your wishes will make it much easier on your family during an otherwise very stressful time. So the first document that everyone type of document are the power of attorney and capacity documents. Next is a last will and testament. There are two things you can do with a last will and testament. The first is nominate a guardian for any minor children. And the second thing you can do with the last will and testament is select who receives your property when you pass away. However, a will is still a ticket to the probate court. Wills do not avoid probate. There's a common misconception that a will would avoid probate. In some circumstances, I do recommend clients create wills for clients who don't have children or for clients that don't own real estate. Then a will may be an appropriate solution. Wills are generally less expensive to set up. They're a little bit easier to set up as well. However, for individuals who own real estate or have children, whether they are adults or minors, I will generally recommend that they create a revocable living trust. A revocable living trust is a document which allows you to control your property while you're alive. Mm-hmm. And then in the event of your incapacity or at the time that you pass away, your assets will be given to who you want them to go to when you want them to go to as well.
Right. Now, when you talk about that, you know, irrevocable trust and then a revocable living trust, what really decides if you're looking for something to be irrevocable or revocable?
Sure. So there are all trusts can be classified as either revocable or irrevocable. 90% of the trusts which are created, probably more than 90% of the trusts which are created are revocable trusts. These are the standard estate planning trusts. A revocable trust can do a couple of things. The first thing a revocable trust can do is avoid probate. Assets inside of a trust do not go through probate. Assets which you hold in your own name will go through probate. So the first benefit of a revocable trust is that it allows your family to avoid probate after you pass away.
Okay.
Once you pass away, that trust then becomes an irrevocable trust. And there are several benefits to that trust after you pass away. The primary is asset protection for the children. So there are two forms of asset protection that you can set up for your children or for your beneficiaries. The first is protection from the children spending through it too quickly. You don't want to pass away and then have your children receive $1 million from the sale of your home or life insurance or all of their assets, all their inheritance, the day they turn 18, and then have them go blow it all on a trip to Vegas as soon as they turn 21. Instead, what you can do is protect the beneficiaries from their own inheritance up until a certain age. Generally, I will guide my clients. I will recommend the clients not let children take control of their trust until they reach the age of 30. This gives them some time to get through school, get settled with the family, mature some. And then at the age of 30, we take off their restrictions, their access to the money. So at age 30, they'll have liberal access to the money. Anytime they want a distribution from the trust, they can get it. But we don't just go and dump all the money into their pocket the day they turn 30.
Right.
Because under this setup, if you hand over all the money to the children the day they turn 30, and then the next day, their spouse files for divorce, or they cause a car accident, or an ex-business partner gets wind that they're receiving their trust at the age of 30, they could lose it. Rule number one of estate planning, never give money to your children. Leave it to a trust. Your children can get sued. Your children can get divorced. Your children can cause a big car accident. A trust can't get divorced. A trust will never cause a car accident. But a trust can protect those funds for your children so that they don't lose them due to a divorce or lawsuit.
Right. Once again, if you're just getting in the car, turning on the radio, you're listening to Protect Your Legacy with our good friend Blake Harris. MileHighEstatePlanning.com is the website, 720-924-6171. As Blake mentioned early on, it's got a beautiful office right downtown, and hey, free parking. You don't hear that much with downtown, but very easy to get in and out of there, and as well as, but if you're more comfortable doing it online, he is set up there as well. And as he mentioned, hey, there's some great things happening right now where you really don't have to leave the comfort of your own home, but where you can do the signings all online. But I'm telling you, I hope you can get to meet with Blake in person. And again, it's milehighestateplanning.com. So, Blake, when you look at all the different things that trusts do, and I was doing a show the other day, and I want to get you involved with this in the next couple of weeks to kind of talk about this, but those that may be looking at needing senior care in a few years, I mean, there's a lot of planning that has to go in with someone's assets and when they're going to maybe move into a nursing home. But that's one thing another trust can do too, right, is protect you from some of that?
Sure. So I was actually just working on a newsletter that I'm sending out to a group of a couple thousand clients, colleagues, referral sources that I'll be sending out sometime in the coming weeks talking about exactly this matter. It is a very powerful tool that families, some families take advantage of, and I really wish more families took advantage of it. I think we will see more and more families taking advantage of it. And it's qualifying seniors for government benefits so that they don't have to, out of their own pocket, out of their own family assets, pay for the long-term care. The average cost for a one-month stay in a nursing home in the Denver area and in Colorado in general runs $5,000 to $10,000 per month.
Wow.
The average stay in a nursing home is approximately, hang on just a couple of seconds, I'm going to pull up right here. It is around 27 months. Meaning the total cost for a nursing home stay is right around $200,000. So what we can do is as clients come and see us a little bit before they need to move into the nursing home, they can create a asset protection trust or a Medicaid asset protection trust, place their assets into the trust, wait about 5 years, move into the nursing home, and when they move into the nursing home, the government, the same agencies that they've been paying into their whole life, will turn around and pay the tab for the nursing home costs as opposed to depleting the family assets. If, by chance, the family needs to access that money, if the client can't wait 5 years and they need to access that money before the five-year period is, let's say you only have three or four years, then what needs to happen is the assets can be distributed to the beneficiaries, so usually it's the client's children or the beneficiaries, and then those children can turn around and pay for the nursing home costs for a year or 2 years to get the client to the five-year mark. And so if we can wait 5 years, we can preserve the full $200,000 or several hundred thousand dollars. If we can't get to the 5 years, we can at least do a lot of damage mitigation and still save families hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Sure. And once again, Blake, most people don't even think about these type of things that are really going to end up costing them. Well, our show's Protect Your Legacy is really going to cost them their legacy if they don't pay attention to these details, right?
Yes. It's an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of the cure. I told the story before, but I'll mention it again. My grandma, she grew up during the Great Depression, never made a great deal of money, but saved every penny she had. When it came time, as she got older, she was reluctant to meet with an attorney. Even though she had three grandchildren in law school, she was reluctant to meet with one very much. And I don't like saying this about my grandma, but penny wise and pound foolish. We saw her estate in the course of about 18 months, over $100,000 disappear to nursing home costs, which could have easily been avoided had she just taken the time to speak with a professional.
Wow. And folks, that's what we're just encouraging you to do. Hey, it's a free consultation. All you have to do is pick up the phone, call Blake, 720-924-6171. Let him know you heard him here on Protect Your Legacy, and he will get you fixed up with an appointment. So, Blake, always like to talk about, you know, mistakes, common mistakes that you see when people are creating an estate plan. Because, again, if what scares me a lot of times, people may go on and we're in this do-it-yourself society. They may just kind of print out some form somewhere and fill in the blank. But, boy, there's not enough blanks for everybody because everybody's situation is so different. So what are just a few of the mistakes you see when maybe you're looking at someone's estate plan they had?
You know, there's this misconception that estate planning attorneys hate LegalZoom. There's this misconception that my industry, the attorneys who do the type of work I do, don't like the online forms. The truth of the matter is these online forms, what I've seen happen is families, parents will create them. And when it comes time to administer them, it is a huge mess. And the families end up spending thousands or tens of thousands of dollars with an estate planning and probate law firm such as ours, which could have easily been avoided had the parents just sought the proper guidance. So the online do-it-yourself forms actually have been generating more revenue for our clients. I know that if a client comes in, they have a probate matter, they have a messy estate plan that needs to be administered, they're going to end up paying a lot more than the clients who come in just to set up a will or just to set up a revocable trust on their own. I certainly don't like them because clients often end up making mistakes and it ends up costing the families more money, but they're actually been good for our business. But what's best for my business is a happy client. And a happy client is going to be one who has a properly drafted estate plan. So yes, a very common mistake is the online forms, the do-it-yourself forms. The more common mistake, the biggest mistake that I see in the estate planning world is putting it off. Mm-hmm. Many people fear creating an estate plan, thinking that it's going to be a daunting task. I ask lots of my clients after they finish the process with my firm what they thought of their experience, and over I'm told this was much easier than we expected. This process was much simpler than we expected it to be. The hardest part of creating an estate plan is that first time picking up the phone and calling an attorney to schedule a consultation. Once you have that, you'll get the ball rolling and you'll be on the route to peace of mind very soon. Next most common mistake, and I talked about this a moment ago, is outright distributions. Don't leave money to your children, leave it to a trust. I'm not going to go on that point for very long because you've already discussed it, but I'll also go on to the next biggest estate planning mistake, which is not planning for the possibility of disability. This includes, yes, creating incapacity documents for yourself, but also planning for potential children or grandchildren that are or could be disabled. It is unfortunate, but lots more families are seeing grandchildren who have special needs, grandchildren with autism. When you create your trust, it is very important that you include special needs provisions inside your trust. This means that what a special needs trust does is it allows a disabled beneficiary to continue to receive government benefits and keep their trust. Without planning for the possibility of disability of a child or grandchild, the government is going to require that an individual's inheritance is completely spent down to around $2,000 before they can get any government benefits. By planning for the possibility of a grandchild or child being disabled, you are able to allow that child to keep all their trust and let the government pay for their health care at the same time. Hopefully, you won't need it, but in the event that you do, it makes all the difference in the world between a child being able to maintain a comfortable standard of life or basically being impoverished.
Once again, Blake Harris is with us. Protect your legacy. MileHighEstatePlanning.com. His number, 720-924-6171. And Blake, a couple minutes left here, but someone had told me to ask you about this. Let's say they leave their children with loved ones or friends and the couple goes on a vacation and something happens medically to a child. Should there be documents, legal documents left with anyone that, so to speak, babysits your kids?
So if you're going out of town and you're leaving a babysitter with your children, should the babysitter have a power of attorney is what you're asking?
Right.
Yes, it's not a bad idea to draw up a temporary power of attorney. Another situation that comes up is if you have children that are going off to college, you want to make sure that you have them sign incapacity documents. Most people think, oh, I need to do my estate planning once I get older. I need to do my estate planning once I have a house or once I have a minor child of my own. But if you have a child that's going off to college in the fall, assuming that there actually is college in the fall, or even if they don't go off to college in the fall, if they're just going down the street to see a friend and they are 18 years of age and for whatever reason they end up in the hospital, car accident or whatever reason, you're not going to be able to speak to their doctors unless your child has a medical power of attorney and a HIPAA authorization signed giving you authority to speak to the doctors. It is a very common mistake. Most people don't think about having their children create an estate plan, but it's definitely very advised to do that so that in the unfortunate event they do end up hospitalized, you're able to step in and help the child. So yes, the power of attorney is important to give to anybody who's watching over minor children, or as soon as those children become adults, having them sign their own power of attorney. And setting up a power of attorney, it's not a very complex process. It's not very expensive either, but it can be a huge lifesaver in the event that you do have a child that gets hurt.
Great. All right, Blake, why should someone use Mile High Estate Planning?
Well, for one, as I mentioned, our firm is 100% focused on estate planning. Myself and my team of attorneys, we can do everything from draft a simple will to create a revocable trust for avoiding probate to set up an Medicaid asset protection trust for eliminating nursing home costs. I have a team of attorneys that work with me. We are all estate planning focused. Not only do I do estate planning for myself, I do estate planning for our clients, I'm out there frequently teaching continuing education. So other attorneys who are interested in becoming estate planning attorneys, I'm out there teaching them how to become estate planning attorneys. I've spoken at events across Colorado and throughout the nation, been quoted in several nationwide publications. I'm a published author of several books on estate planning. However, the most important reason, the number one reason to work with my firm is because you're going to have a great experience. We offer free initial consultations. We offer very competitive pricing. We can work around your schedule to set up a consultation, and you're going to love working with us. But don't just take my word for it. Go online and Google Mile High Estate Planning and read some of the countless number of glowing reviews from current and former clients.
Absolutely. Well, Blake, it is always a privilege to talk with you. I know you're busy, so thank you for taking time to be with us, and we will look forward to our next visit, sir.
Hey, Scott, it's always a pleasure to be on the show. Thanks so much. Looking forward to being back on again sometime soon.
All right. That's Blake Harris. You've been listening to Protect Your Legacy. As Blake said, check out the website, milehighestateplanning.com. Read the reviews, and then make the call, 720-924-6171. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at Enchanted Kitchens. At Enchanted Kitchens, it's all about the magic of design. Whether you're remodeling your kitchen or building a custom home, Enchanted Kitchens offers a full-service design center with multiple product lines to meet any budget. And right now, when you mention Haystack Help Radio, you'll receive 15% off your Europa brand cabinets. And after you visit their Experience Center in Englewood, you'll get a no-cost, no-obligation in-home design consultation. Hey, after all, the kitchen is the heart of every home. Call Enchanted Kitchens today, 303-376-7588. That's 303-376-7588. Enchanted Kitchens is a member of the Haystack Help Home Team.
Take it from KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law. You should always call the police, no matter how small your accident may seem. Here's why.
The experience that I've had is once you say, listen, I want to have the police called, and if a person gets nervous about that, you know that you're immediately dealing with a different situation. If the person is like, well, that's fine, I'll wait around as well and we can get it documented, no problem, then you know you're also dealing with a credible person too. And so it's a really good litmus test to see how that person reacts.
always call the police right away. Then call KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh, 303-806-8886. Injuries happen all the time, quarantine or no quarantine. So put this number in your phone now, 303-806-8886. 303-806-8886. Trial tested, trial ready. Flesh and Beck Law, they get results.
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves, who they are, what are their feelings. I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David Cishon of Householder Group, 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Hi, everybody. Jack Corrigan. There's no better time than now to visit my friends at Len Lyle Chevrolet. They're open, following all proper safety precautions, and ready to offer terrific deals. Suburbans for over $10,000 less, better than $7,000 off a brand new Equinox. And Len Lyle Chevy has 0% financing on almost every model. Plus, they need trade-ins badly, so they're willing to pay over book value. Len Lyle Chevrolet, it's time for you to go east and pay the least. And did I mention they need your trade-in?
Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DndTireservice.com.
Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason is coming up at 3. Now, back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome to Knowledge in Reverse, brought to you by Steve Hurley and Affordable Interest Mortgage. As the old saying goes, knowledge is power. And in the world of reverse mortgages, this knowledge is critical. Now, welcome to Knowledge in Reverse.
Welcome to Knowledge in Reverse. My name is Scott Watley. We appreciate you being with us. Glad to have Kurt Rogers with us, owner of Affordable Interest Mortgage. Our show is brought to you each week by Steve Hurley with Affordable Interest Mortgage. You can reach Steve at 303-885-0254. That's 303-885-0254. Kurt Rogers, how are you, sir?
I am doing fine.
How's the mortgage world?
Mortgage world is busy. All aspects of it.
I bet. Well, the aspect we're going to talk about, as we always do, is reverse mortgages. And, you know, Kurt, we say this all the time, and I know Steve, when I've talked with him, he says the same thing. This loan isn't for everyone. But I tell you, for a lot of people, this can provide some great income, some great peace of mind, some money to do some things with that normally they wouldn't have been able to do. And, I mean, it can be a great thing for a lot of people.
It is. It's actually very good. A lot of people have the wrong concept and myths and beliefs about how it works. But a reverse mortgage, like you said, it's not for everybody, but it is for a lot of people to do just that, is to take the financial burden out of their life. You know, in the last, we're up in those ages. Mm-hmm. In the last years, we're always struggling and kicking a can down the road. Do I have enough money to get here? The reverse mortgage is a tool that can be used. It's not the only one, but it's a tool that can be used to help keep your finances active as you grow older.
Right. And we've done a lot of shows together. I did not know the topic we're going to talk about today, that there is such a thing as a jumbo reverse loan.
Yeah, they used to, and it's just recently come out, but because of home values and where they're going and what's happened, and not just in Colorado but across the country, the jumbo reverse had to come out because they had capped it down around the $600,000. Now, they've raised it a little bit. But a reverse mortgage is a loan that's created to help more seniors find a way to convert the home equity and access cash to supplement their income. It has a new higher loan limit. The standard reverse mortgage will only go to 762, 5.25. But a jumbo reverse will go to $4 million, not appraised value, loan amount. Wow. So, and you'd be surprised how many people that can really use a jumbo reverse to save them to keep their cash. A jumbo reverse is the same as a normal reverse mortgage. And the technical term for a reverse mortgage is called HECM, which stands for Home Equity Conversion Mortgage. It is not insured. A jumbo reverse is not insured by FHA, the Federal Housing Administration, but it is what they call a non-recourse loan. It is the same as a standard reverse. What that means is that neither you nor your heirs will ever owe more than the loan balance or the value of the property at maturity, whichever is less. And your heir is not obligated to use the assets other than the home to repay the debt. That means your heirs, through your estate, whether it's a $2 million reverse, they're not responsible for that. If the value has decreased, they're not responsible for that. It's just yours. It's the same as what it would be on a standard reverse mortgage.
Okay.
Now, the only thing that works in a jumbo reverse is pretty much the same that works in a standard reverse. There's two determining factors. It's the value of the home with your age. At a certain age, if the home, let's say, is worth $1 million, there's a percentage you get at 62, a higher percentage at 65 or 70 or at 75 or 80. And we used to stop at 80, but now we're going up to 95. Because what was there? A guy the other day lived 104.
Mm-hmm.
He was at 104 and he was walking.
Right.
I mean, he made the comment on the news. I thought it was pretty funny. He said, "You guys threw a party for me? Just me?" He's 105. It was. So we're living longer.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Now, when we're talking about qualifications, is this a little tougher to get, or as long as you hit the normal qualifications for a reverse mortgage, you're covered?
You're pretty much covered under the normal qualifications for a reverse. It's not about income coming in. All reverse mortgages, as with all mortgages, there's a financial assessment that is required to ensure that a reverse mortgage can be sustainable, that it's got a long-term solution for the borrowers, and how it benefits it. Whether it's a jumbo reverse or a standard reverse, you must go to counseling. And the purpose of the counseling is for the independent third party to ensure that the borrower understand the financial implications and associated with the reverse, and the counselors ensure that they were given the correct information. One of the nice things about having counselors, and they're third-party counselors, those are not your local counselors that you can go to, like a local counseling agency. They can't do reverse mortgage counseling. There are specific reverse mortgage counselors that are identified by the lenders. But the purpose of them is to make sure that whatever the broker tells you or the person that's walking you through the reverse is not giving you false information.
Right.
Because if so, they want to know about it. They don't, and that can happen in any industry.
Sure.
So they make you go to these specified FHA counselors for reverse mortgages.
Right. And just to make sure there's no misunderstanding, because you know what? I mean, I've been in meetings, heard something, misunderstood it. You've been in meetings, misunderstood it. And so this is just a safe place where people go. They're not trying to sell them something. They're just trying to make sure they understood what they understood.
Yeah, it's kind of a checks and balance system, and it's one of those ones that I really like, because if you're trying to be deceptive, you're going to get caught.
Right.
The counselor's job is to make sure you're aware of the information and that you're not being misled. A reverse mortgage, like we've talked about, can be very beneficial, but you may go into it with the wrong thought. Understand, when you have a obligation on a reverse and you basically have no mortgage payment, that doesn't mean you don't have payments. Too many people will try to advertise, say, "We'll have no more mortgage payment," but they don't finish the sentence. And the sentence is, you still have to pay your taxes, property taxes.
Right.
You still have to pay your homeowner's insurance. If there's an HOA, you have to pay the HOA. Whether it's a standard, a reverse, or a jumbo, you still have to do those. You still have to keep the house up. And in order to qualify for it to be a reverse, it must be your primary residence. And what that means is you have to live in the property for 6 years, or six, not 6 years, sorry, 6 months and a day.
Okay.
If you're in it 6 months and a day, it then becomes primary. You can have a second home somewhere else, but this is your primary, and you can put the reverse on that. Again, whether it's standard or jumbo.
Right. You're listening to Knowledge in Reverse, brought to you by Steve Hurley at Affordable Interest Mortgage. If you'd like to talk with Steve, get some more information about this, see if you qualify, give him a call, 303-885-0254. That's 303-885-0254. Now, what are some of the ways a jumbo reverse mortgage can work for your customers?
It can work in a lot of the same aspects as that it can work for as a standard reverse. It's just that you might be needing more. For example, you can pay off you're going to pay off your existing mortgage, and then you're going to turn around and in some cases you can pay off debt. Mm-hmm. If you're looking at freeing up cash, that's one of the ways you can do that, because with a reverse mortgage, you can pay off your debt. You can do home improvements. That doesn't limit you on a standard reverse. It doesn't limit you on a jumbo reverse. If you want to improve the house, you want to finish a basement, you want to add a room, you can pull out the cash to do the home improvement, which increases your value. So the money comes back. Or maybe you need to make changes to the house to make them more accommodating for medical facilities.
Sure.
You know, maybe you need to put a bathroom in downstairs because you're going to stay on the main level instead of a two-story. If you're doing a jumbo reverse, sometimes instead of taking money from somewhere else, you can take the money out to go traveling. You know, you decide, say, okay, I want to pull out $30,000, $40,000, and I want to take a trip to Europe. You can do that through the reverse mortgage.
Hmm.
And then the other one is kind of a safety net. A reverse mortgage kind of prevents you from, if your money's tied up in other areas and the market crashes and the finances get tough, by having the reverse, you have no payment, so you're able to sustain yourself and continue to stay in the home without having to tap some of your other money that maybe you might be losing some money.
Sure.
So it gives you a lot of options there. Number two, a lot of folks that have a reverse on a standard, what they're doing is they're using that money instead of their retirement money. So they're keeping their finances, their retirement finances, to bay at the other side. And by having no mortgage payment, you still have taxes and insurance. You don't have to access your retirement money because you know, if you have let's say you have a jumbo loan, and you're doing $800,000 to $1 million. Well, that payment's pretty stout. That's probably close to $4,000 to $6,000.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all of a sudden that payment can go away. So it frees up that ability to not have to touch your other finances. And by accessing the equity in your home, it allows you to handle unplanned emergencies. I call them speed bumps of life. They're going to come up. Sometimes they're financial surprises. Sometimes they're medical surprises. Other things are you can handle health care expenses. And that's, you know, we're going to have, with what's going on, there's going to be expenses for health care that are coming up. And a reverse mortgage gives you the freedom to have that, again, without touching other money.
Right. And when one of those health things happen, it is not going to be cheap.
It's not inexpensive.
I mean.
We all know that.
Yeah.
It's going to be expensive. And this allows you to defer taking the money out of your retirement. You know, and I mentioned it earlier, as we grow older, we want to make sure we don't outlive our money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you spend all your life building the equity in your home, it's kind of like a retirement plan. The reverse mortgage, especially in a jumbo, allows you the accessibility to that funds so you make sure you don't have to change your lifestyle, or you can handle those emergencies, or you can take the size. In some cases, people will maybe take that money out and they'll right size.
Right.
They'll take the money out and they'll go buy the right home. You know, maybe it's a ranch. Maybe it's a 2 or 3 bedroom instead of a 5 bedroom. Maybe it's 2,500 square feet instead of 5,000. Some people will go out and buy that second home, and they don't have to pay for it. They've mm-hmm. paid cash. They no longer have a payment on their house, and now they owe their second home for cash, and it gives them a lot more freedoms to do a lot more things. If you need to do the modifications, like I said, or you need money for a caregiver, a reverse mortgage is a great way to do that. Instead of maybe going to a home, you could stay in the house you're at, and you have a caregiver come in.
Hmm.
So the reverse mortgage gives you the money to take care of the caregiver, because living in a nursing home can get
Sure.
Extremely expensive. And like I said before, you protect your investments from a downturn. The last thing about a reverse mortgage, whether it's standard, there are some great tax benefits to it. You need to talk to your financial planner or your CPA.
Okay. And, you know, it does seem like 10 years ago or so, it seemed like a lot of financial planners weren't on board with this, you know.
They weren't.
You know, they were just, and I think, misinformed and not really understanding it. And if they didn't understand it, the best thing to say is it's not good for you.
Well, FINRA,
now that they're understanding it.
FINRA actually would not, they condoned a financial planner from talking about reverse mortgages. And in about 2-3 years ago, when they reanalyzed and see how they were set up with the counseling and the way they protect the consumer, they now say that they can become a great asset and a tool for the financial planning of a senior as they grow older.
Right.
So they've actually reversed courses. You are correct there.
Great. And last thing here, real quick, you know, protection from investment downturns, I should say, it helps to minimize the risk for your investment portfolio. Last thing, Kurt, reduce your tax burden.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. Because you're pulling the money out. It's tax-free. It's your money.
Sure.
You've already paid on it. Instead of taking money out of retirement plans, now you're going to pay taxes on them anyhow. But there's different retirement programs you can go to if something happens and eliminate some of those taxes. But you talk to your CPA or financial planner, but it can save you a lot of money in taxes.
Right. You've been listening to Knowledge in Reverse, brought to you by Steve Hurley at Affordable Interest Mortgage. Give Steve a call today, 303-885-0254, 303-885-0254. Thank you for being with us today.
You've been listening to Knowledge in Reverse, brought to you by Steve Hurley and Affordable Interest Mortgage. If you would like more information about a reverse mortgage, call Steve now at 303-885-0254. That's 303-885-0254. Regulated by DORA, Equal Credit Lender, NMLS 298191.
Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center would like to announce their new Canine Academy is open. Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. The Canine Academy is offering all new classes and several exciting additions, including the new sport classes, scent work, and tray ball that dogs love. Their pet behavior specialist has over 20 years of experience working with animals large and small, including dogs and cats and zoo animals and exotics. He's available Tuesday through Saturday to help you with all of your pet training needs. Visit LoneTreeVet.com and check out the Canine Academy page for the summer class schedule, or just give them a call at 303-708-8050 and get your pet started in the training that's best for you and your pet.
Rates are like a roller coaster lately. Are you concerned about the future and how to protect your home? Do you want to become mortgage safe? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With home values still at their highest level ever, and rates at historic lows, now may be the best time to be prepared if the economy changes. Last time, many of our friends lost their home when it was unnecessary. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have the ability to tap their equity should the economy change, all without having to borrow the money now. We can show you how to access your equity in these uncertain times to give you peace of mind and allow you to focus on what's important. Your family. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. We are locally owned and operated since 2001. Our reputation of putting you first with straight answers and listening are unmatched in Colorado. Let us help you protect your home. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where it's all about you.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for Stack Optical. Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality ocular care for their Denver patients for over 50 years. And as a family-owned business, trust me when I say they have seen hard times before. And no doubt the days we are living in are very difficult for us all. But owner Alan Stack and his wife Marilyn want you to know they are here for you. If you need an eye exam, new glasses, or even repair to your glasses, Stack Optical is ready to help. Call to schedule your private appointment today and rest assured every step has been taken to ensure your safety and health at Stack Optical. I've trusted my eye care to them for many years, and you can too. So if it's time for your eye exam or that new pair of glasses, call them today, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578, or check them out at StackOptical.com. At Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. My name is Scott Whatley. We appreciate you being with us. Hope everyone has a great, great rest of your day. Pamela Meyer is with us. DenverHomeNavigators.com is her website, and it's always great to have Pamela with us. 303-506-0106 is her number, 303-506-0106. You can also find Pamela on HaystackHelp.com, as well as our senior list. And I've mentioned this a couple of times. We've kind of retweaked that, and now you can find us at referralsforseniors.com. And Pamela is the exclusive realtor that I endorse. And we love doing business with her and would love for you to let her earn your business as well. So once again, her number, 303-506-0106. Pamela, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Great to see you.
Good to be seen.
So, boy, when we look back from the beginning of the year till now here in midsummer, what's our market like?
Well, we have more property on the market. That's good. People actually have a moment to breathe, maybe, mm-hmm. before they write an offer. So it's still technically, statistically, a seller's market. And it is less pull-your-hair-out frenzied for the poor buyers that endured the last few years. You know, like, line up and put in your offer, and we'll evaluate the 10 we got.
Sure.
Or for some price ranges, 20. I mean, it was nuts, crazy.
Yeah.
So, you know, time on market is a little bit longer, but nowhere near the 91 days that are our historical average. And people sometimes look at me and go, what? 3 months? Like, to get it under contract.
Mm-hmm.
And another 30 to 45 days to close it. And they look at me like, that's horrifying. Well, nobody has known that in our market for a bit.
Sure.
I mean, certain micro markets and certain price points, yeah, they'll see being on the market for 90 days for sure. But in general, in single-family dwellings in particular, and in anything under the mid-fours, it's been here and gone.
Sure. And you think back when you started in this, what range of prices would you have been talking in the Denver area back when you started?
Well, the first time I sold real estate, interest rates were, I don't know, 14% maybe. I can give you an idea that think of a little three-bedroom, bath-and-a-half, two-bath ranch in University Hills. I would have listed for mid, like, $55,000. Like, a car costs that now.
Yeah.
Is that crazy? And that was with no basement. I mean, it was like, really? So $55,000, and that same house today is probably in the fours for sure, depending mm-hmm. upon how dolled up it got.
Sure.
Wow. And that house I listed those many years ago was pretty close to I-25. You know, because there's that whole corridor there, mm-hmm. and some of those homes back to I-25 there between right. Yale and Hamden.
Are condos, townhomes, all those kind of things selling right along up the pace with regular homes?
Generally, they are doing well, and part of the reason is because some of the buyers, because of our prices, have been forced into purchasing a townhouse because they can't get into a single-family home. Price point wise.
Right.
Now, with qualifying, and Kurt can certainly speak to this, your qualification to get a loan, when you're dealing with a townhouse or a condominium, they factor in the HOA payment each month to your total amount that you can qualify for. Whereas if you're talking about a single family home that doesn't have an HOA, or even if it's one of the ones that's, you know, you might pay a community fee of $100 or $300 a year or something mm-hmm. like that, that does not factor in, you know. So, yeah, you're on your own to mow and go buy a mower and fertilizer and all the stuff that sometimes people forget to think
sure.
about till they've moved in and they go, oh, we have to do this.
Exactly.
Oh, I have to fertilize in addition to mow. Do I really want to fertilize? Because I don't want to mow that much. So yes, the townhouse and condominium market are certainly not as, how do I say this? It's not as robust from the standpoint of, let's say there are three townhomes on the market in development. The buyer really has nothing to differentiate between these three other than price. Yes, there's a little bit for condition, and obviously if they're all the same number of bedrooms, the same number of bathrooms, the same car storage, then the rest is how nicely does it show and what's your price point? Because you can't really pull off 20 grand worth of a price difference if somebody can come in and go, well, that other one, if all I do is paint and carpet, I can have this similar look. So price point, and that is a prime differentiation in condos and townhomes versus you don't see that as much in single family homes because everybody does so many different things on the inside.
Sure. Pamela Myers with us, DenverHomeNavigators.com is her website, and her number, 303-506-0106. As I mentioned, referrals for seniors, you are our preferred realtor there. So let's talk about
55 and better.
55 and better, yes. Man, I hate to think I'm 6 years over that 55 and better now.
We're not going
to
talk where I am.
But let's talk about that segment of your business real quick and, you know, what that advantage is for those maybe looking to right size. We hate downsize. That sounds like you're giving up everything. But right size, I mean, just find that right spot. Mm-hmm. Tell us the advantage of working with you there.
Well, part of it is I'm in your demographic. And secondly, so I have a pretty good sense for what things, situations make people want to consider making a move. And that generally, we're not that proactive. We don't tend to be proactive if it's not, if we don't get a little push sometimes. Mm-hmm. So my goal in meeting with anybody, and I'll tell you these meetings occur sometimes 6 months to 2 or 3 years in advance before people are really ready. And my goal is to point out all of the options and the potential reasons for why it might be better for you to make this decision sooner rather than later,
right,
before something physical forces you to move. I mean, and have a plan for that. When people don't have a plan, then quite often they end up moving twice.
Sure. Because because they just react.
There's the reactionary move, and then it's the, oh, I don't like this either. And so then some time is spent really finding out what might work.
Right.
So, and just some of the resources that I have to help people with some of what we have in our homes when we've lived in them for 20 or more years. It's a tough task to take on by yourself to try and get rid of some things, whether that's to your kids, to donate them, to try and sell them, to estate sale. I mean, the options are plentiful. Mm-hmm. And they all take time and energy, and sometimes people don't have all that time and energy.
Right.
So let's explore other options rather than having you delay this because you just can't get to it.
Sure. Well, Pamela's going to be on with us several times a month. And, again, if you are thinking about selling your home, you're thinking about moving, and as Pamela just mentioned, maybe it is 6 months down the road, maybe it is a year down the road, it is never too early to make that call. Meet Pamela. Let her come to you. You can come to her, whatever. You guys can work that out. But just make that connection and see if it's a right fit because it starts there, right?
That's right. It's and, just a conversation.
Sure. And so no obligation whatsoever, but give her a call, 303-506-0106, 303-506-0106. And also you can check out our website, DenverHomeNavigators.com. So, Pamela, thank you very much. And most of all, thank you for joining us today for Haystack Help Radio. Don't go anywhere. Leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.